Professor Ross Garnaut, the government's key advisor on an emissions trading scheme, says it's too early to make any judgments about the implications for Australia of the plunge in the European carbon price. On a broader front, as an advocate of floating the Australian dollar 30 years ago, he's warning the Reserve Bank may have to think about intervening to push the dollar down to help insulate the economy against a downturn in the mining boom. He says unless there's action, a recession is likely. Professor Garnaut spoke to Alexandra Kirk, who began by asking about the ramifications of the slump in Europe's carbon price.
We'll have to wait and see what happens in the next 2 years. The price today does not determine the price in 2 years' time, but certainly the current situation is not a healthy one.
The collapse of Europe's carbon price will hit the federal government's budget revenue. Won't it also erode the government's credibility and support for carbon pricing?
I don't think it should. In Europe and in Australia, action on climate change does not at this stage depend only on the carbon price. It's the interaction of various direct interventions with a carbon price. In Europe, these other interventions are now very large compared with the carbon price in their effects. You could say that also in Australia, where, for example, the renewable energy target is having a more powerful effect than the carbon price. There's an opportunity over the next couple of years and in the period beyond that to tighten up targets. That will only be done globally with the major countries. In that context, the European carbon price will rise and the Australian price with it. And the carbon price, which is a more efficient mechanism, will become more important than all those other interventions, including the renewable energy target.
If you could turn your mind now to the Australian dollar, having urged Bob Hawke to float the dollar 3 decades ago, which you still would argue was the right thing to do, why now think the central bank might have to intervene?
I wouldn't have described myself as having urged the Prime Minister. I was his advisor, and he didn't need a lot of urging. We discussed the issue a lot in the months leading up to it. I agree with your assessment that it has been the right thing to do, but we've got ourselves into an exceptional and an exceptionally difficult circumstance, and exceptional circumstances require exceptional responses. And what I'm proposing is not a refixing of the dollar, it's putting a cap on it for special reasons in exceptional circumstances. It would be desirable to look ahead, bring our interest rates a bit closer to the rest of the developed world.
Which would be at what sort of level, do you think?
Well, certainly significantly down in recognition of the exceptional monetary policies, the exceptionally loose policies in other countries.
Well, the official rate is currently 3%. How much lower do you think it needs to go?
I'm not putting a particular number on it, but much closer to the rest of the world, which are ranging between 0 and 1% in the developed world. And if that doesn't do the job on the exchange rate, I think there would be very little risk for Australia in intervention to stop the dollar going higher, because the dollar's going to be falling in the market at some time, and so our central bank, on behalf of all Australians, would be profiting from that intervention.
Supporters of an Australian car industry have pointed out recently that Australia's competitors, like Japan, for example, are manipulating their currency to boost their export industries. So you're basically saying that Australia needs to fight fire with fire?
Well, I certainly wouldn't advocate the type of quantitative easing that they're undertaking in Japan and the United States. We're not in that desperate situation. But I do think that their monetary policy, coming after the exceptional lift in the real value of the Australian dollar as a result of the resources boom, that it's an appropriate response to their exceptional policies for us to act. To put a cap on the dollar in ways that we would not have considered appropriate in other circumstances.
So capping the dollar or a drastic reduction in the official interest rate Do you think any of those things are on the Reserve Bank's radar, or what's the chance of those things happening?
They're things that the Reserve Bank should consider. I would hope that they're on their radar.
Professor Ross Garnaut speaking there to Alexandra Kirk.